大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看云英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Today, we are going to say goodbye
okay,
to you guys.
See you later.
一开始就说再见啊。那是因为今天我们节目的主题呢叫教大家在英语里我们应该如何道别。
So you might be wondering, why are we talking about this? Well, one is, like always, your textbooks have lied to you.
什么？我们的教科书欺骗我们了。
Oh no! And number two, there are just so many different ways that you can say goodbye that you should just probably learn a couple of them.
对，其实经常我们会收到一些留言就说哎，我听到主播我听到 Adam 或者 Spencer 在节目后面说 Take care 为什么要叫我们保重呢这是什么意思呢、
right.
对今天就要告诉大家好但是呢我还是要先说说就是教科书骗我们的那个 goodbye、
Okay so this is probably on page one or two maybe、I guess page one would be hello、
yeah.
page two is goodbye the truth is we reallyalmost never say goodbye.
对这一点其实我前面在开言英语主播当中 survey 了一下、调研我就问他们哎，你们会不会用 goodbye 啊然后每一个人在说、
No.
No almost never
right yeah well Lisa are very very
靠谱的
right I was gonna say 聪明的、but yeah.
聪明又靠谱的
又靠谱又聪明的 she basically said that it sounds so final
就是那种很
there's nothing after it
就像永别了以后我们再也不见面了
Right, so it's very serious and very,、
exactly.
So it's almost like you can imagine if you are trying to break up with this guy and he just keeps coming back Oh baby, I can change,、I can change And when you finally say goodbye、That is a very strong, very final statement Goodbye
对别来烦我啊、好的那 goodbye 我们一定要慎用那怎么说再见才好呢
Well, just take good out of it.
Oh.
And you've got bye.
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 B-Y-E.、
Mm-hmm.
Bye 真的就是 native speakers 日常可能就说再见用的最多的一个词。
Yes, 100%. Yeah, bye.、
另外还有 bye for now or bye now.
Yeah, bye for now is okay. Bye for now kind of sounds more like what、a host might say. Okay, bye for now. We'll see you next time.、I tend to say bye now.To older people, bye now.
后面加一个 now.、Bye now 和 bye 有什么不一样呢、
I don't think there's any difference in meaning. It just sounds kind of nice. Bye now.
Now 就是我现在要走了，再见，对不对？下次再见。
Sure.
哎，我经常说的是，我要下班了，同志们再见，就 bye guys.
Bye, bye guys. Yeah. So bye guys, of course, is fine.Of course, what happens if there are no guys in that group? Right. So in that case, should you say guys? Maybe it's safer to say bye everyone.
对
bye everybody.
对大家再见啊。好这时候你可能在想说了那么半天的 bye, 为什么你们不说 bye bye 呢
Well, we actually do say this a lot. It's so cute.、Right. So of course, we might not say this to our bosses.But we might say it to our boss's kids.
那两个成年人之间就不能用吗？
You can, of course you can. Just not with everybody.
Okay.
Now, one big difference, though, is that we don't actually say bye-bye.
那你们说什么
?Bye-bye.
啊，对，就是发音上的区别啊。这个，因为bye-bye这个词我觉得已经被中文化了。
Right,
就是我们会讲bye-bye。
Right. So the first...Bye actually doesn't sound like bye at all. It just sounds like buh.
Buh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, okay. 好那大家可以学起来啊非常地道的 bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
好那看完了这个和 bye 相关的说法呢我们现在看看另外的词另外的说法。
Okay, so you were talking about take care before.、And of course, the meaning here is...Be careful.
对，take care of yourself. Yes. 小心，对不对？
Right. But actually, it just means goodbye.
对，就是再见，然后道别的时候，native speakers 很习惯说 bye, take care.
Right.
但他的这个意图就是再见。
Yeah, of course. And take care has lots of brothers or cousins,、mm-hmm. like, take it easy.
All right, this is another thing, 我觉得像 Spencer, 然后你都很喜欢用的、mm. 然后我们也经常有用户问这什么意思啊还要让我们干嘛
Yeah, yeah, you know, easy, what should be easy? Now, take it easy just means, you know, relax.
当然从字面上理解你会哎，放松放轻松但是大家 don't worry about that、mm-hmm. Just know that they're saying it to say bye.
Right, yeah, take it easy, see you.
Yeah, take it easy, see you. 哎，讲到 see you, 我们等一下也跟大家说吧这也是另外一个就再见的、
right.
说法。现在我想问 Adam 的是我到了加拿大以后啊发现很多人说再见的时候都很喜欢说 have a good something.
Oh, yeah, have a good one.
对 have a good one.
Yeah, can you do that with a strong Canadian accent?
Mm-mm.
Have a good one, eh? Take care, eh? Have a good one.
好这个 have a good one 你可能比较陌生但你熟悉的也许是Have a good day.
Right.
Have a good evening.
Right.
这样对。所以 have a good one 呢是最最万用的因为不管是一天什么时间点你只要说再见的时候都可以 have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one. Yep. And you can use this with your friends, with your family, or if your job is, let's say, as a customer service or, you know, store clerk.
对像星巴克很多时候他们就会跟你说 Have a good one
yep, absolutely,
就再见的意思、yeah. 对吗、mm-hmm. 这个其实也是一种美好的祝愿啊既说了再见又是说祝愿你有就美好的一天有个好心情这样、
mm-hmm.
好那既然说到 good 其实像什么 good night 呀
Yeah, well, so I mean you could say have a good night、
mm-hmm.
right? But of course you can also just say good night Now this does not sound as final or as serious as goodbye All right, just good night.
Good night.
Good night.
对对，好的，那接下来我们要说什么呢？
Well, I know everyone is dying to hear us talk about see you later.
Oh, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
就是稍后再见或下次再见的意思吧。
Yeah, exactly. So this one is maybe a little less formal,、
mm.
but that's okay. We don't always need really formal expressions, right?、see you later. So a lot of native speakers really won't pronounce that you.、
Mm.
They'll say, yeah.、see you later.
See you later.
See ya later.
对对对，口语里面常常把 you 变成 ya、
mm-hmm.
啊。但是这个 later 就是稍后嘛，所以 see you later 是比如就隔很短一段时间你们会再见，还是说比如我跟你有挺长一段时间不见，我也可以用 see you later。
Well, that's a good question. See you later, it really doesn't matter. Like, for example, we could actually be meeting later. And I would say,
同一天。
I'll see you later.
嗯。
But...It could also be just goodbye,、right? Now, you could also say, see you tomorrow.
对对
See you next week.
对，就是 see you 后面加一个具体的日期。
Right.
或者下午两点见 see you at 2.
Right, yeah, so it can get very specific.
Exactly.、
Yes.
好的，那前面说到了 see you later, 现在我们要讲讲另外一个 later 的短语。
Oh, catch you later.
嗯，这个真的好美国，然后非常、mm-hmm.非常口语的。
Oh, yeah. Hey, catch you later there.
Yeah, or catch ya, 是吧? Catch you later.
Catch ya. Well, so see ya is okay. Just see ya.、see ya. Catch ya. Yeah, I guess it's okay.、But it just sounds a bit more like, makes me think of some teenager up to no good.
这 catch 其实和前面那个 see 差不多的意思、mm-hmm. 对吧就下次再见你、
Right
哎好其实除了什么 see you later catch you later 我们也可以就只说一个单词
Oh you can just say later、
就 later
Later Now later Now this of course is really really casual So、mm. do not say this to your boss You can say see you later to your bossCatch you later.、
Yeah, 我也觉得和 boss 用不太好。
I would say no,、don't use that. And later, definitely don't use that. But if you're talking to your coworkers, they're、all fine.
Yeah, later.
Later.、
你前面说什么很像 teenager 讲的。接下来这组我觉得才 teenager 呢。
Peace.
是不是?
Yeah, no, this is another Spencer one too.
Yeah.
yeah he likes it. Yo, peace.
Peace. Peace 的意思是和平、
mm-hmm.
但它还有一个意思或者作用就是再见。
Right. It started with the phrase peace out.
out 就是出去
I'm out of here.
Right.
Yeah, and some people still say peace out, and some people just say peace. It just means goodbye.
好的。那接下来呢，我们要看的这一组说法，我觉得就是更加表明，哎呀，我要先走了，或者下班了，对吧？我今天先回家了。
So basically here, what we are doing, we're not really saying goodbye. We're signaling that we are about to say goodbye.
Signaling, 发出信号。好，那第一个说我要走了。
Well, you could say, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
That's a pretty good one. I'm off.
Off, O-F-F, 是吗？
right.
Off 有一个意思是就今天比如休息、
yep.
但是你要看场景比如你人已经在办公室了你说 I'm off, 意思就是我要离开了。
Right, you could think about a horse race. At the beginning of a horse race, the announcer will always say, and they're off.
什么意思啊
Start, like、
oh,
they've started to go.
Okay, okay. 好那我自己下班的时候也会说 I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, yeah.
Here 是 office 嘛然后我要走了
I'm out of
here, guys.
Yeah, so this one is a great one because you can use it with so many different tones of voice. So like, I'm out of here means like, I'm not coming
back.
I've had enough. I'm not coming back. I am out of here. So maybe on your last day of work, you know, you can tell everybody how you really feel and say,I'm out of here.
不是，但我的心情每一天就是还是很期待明天上班看看见大家。So I'm more like I'm out of here.
Hey guys, I'm out of here for. Or you could just say I'm out of here for today.
Oh,
right,
对对对
that kind
今天走了
of softens it a little bit. Hey, okay, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you all tomorrow. Great job, everybody. There's a big bonus waiting for you under your chair.
你最近经常说什么？Raise,、
uh-huh.
加薪 bonus.、
Uh-huh.
我们这有一个用户说 ，Adam 最近是很缺钱吗
？Adam, oh, Adam is just
always 缺钱。不好意思啊，那前面这个 I'm out of here， 除了办公室，其他时候也可以用吗？比如你去一个朋友家做客，然后走要走了，你也可以说 I'm out of here 吗
？Yep, of course.
Okay. 哎，刚刚你不是说 I've gotta go?
I've gotta go. Right. So that's a huge.A huge one that we all use, but you can also say, I've got to run.
对 go 和 run 我觉得是用的最多的两个、
yeah.
然后这个 I've got to, 就是我要走了、right. 我现在得走了。然后它在口语里面另外一个说法是 gotta.
I gotta go.
I gotta go.
I gotta go.、
然后那个 go 也可以变成 get going, 是吧
Oh yeah, so this is where it gets much more confusing. You can say, I've got to get going.So you put got and get together into one. But you could also just say, I've gotta get going. So if you really like that g sound, I've gotta get going.
这是一个好练习啊。Mm-hmm. 好那我们今天最后要教大家的一组道别的说法是
This is another great Canadian phrase, take off.
Take off.
But if you ever hear a Canadian say take off, it really means like you get going, eh? We don't want you around here, eh? You take off.
就是让你走，让你滚开吗
Yeah, but if a person says, I've got to take off,、it just means I've got to get going.
我要走了。Take off 不是还有飞机可以 take off 吗、
yeah, that's true, that's true. So we actually have another expression. I've got to jet.
J-E-T. Jet 不是飞机的意思吗
It's, well, like really fast one. So I'm sure this is where this...phrase came from.
Same idea, right?
Right, I got a jet.
I gotta hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Hit the road, 或者 head out.
Head out is good.
我觉得这个很常用。
Yep, so all of these, I gotta go, I gotta take off, I gotta jet, I gotta hit the road.
对对好那既然这些都是 signaling, 就是预示着你要说再见了所以说完这些以后呢你可以再说个什么 bye or take care,
yes, yes.
see you later.
Yeah, exactly.
就把我们刚刚讲的一串再结合起来一起使用。好那我们今天的节目呢话说也快要结束了最后如果有什么问题还有什么建议的话大家都可以在留言的板块跟我们分享。
Or if you're really worried about old Adam and his bank account, you can send some RMB to 156238 six, nine.
这什么东西、
啊、just
made up bank account.
Just my made up bank account. Anyway, guys, it's been a lot of fun, but I've got a jet. I've got to get going.、
Mm.
I got to go talk to my,、my bookie and make a bet on horse races.
We're out of here, but we look forward to seeing you next time. 我们下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.
Take care.